天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师介绍了耶稣使水变酒的这个神迹的一些背景，今天他将继续带领我们来探讨这个故事背后的属灵意义。透过这个故事，我们又会学到哪些功课呢？对主耶稣又会有哪些新的认识和了解呢？好，那就让我们预备心，一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你收听今天的广播节目。
When we left you off in the last broadcast,
上一次节目结束的时候，
I was telling you about the miracle of Jesus of changing water into wine.
我跟大家谈到耶稣把水变为酒这个神迹。
I told you to tune in today because it is very important to hear the spiritual significance of this event.
因为这个神迹有十分重要的属灵意义，所以上次我邀请大家今天一定要听这个节目。
When the water was turned into wine, the master of ceremonies was astonished.
当主耶稣把水变成酒以后，婚宴的总管感到非常惊讶。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he had never tasted anything as good as this before.
因为他从来没有尝过这么好的酒。
And he expresses his astonishment to the groom.
总管也向新郎表示他的惊讶。
Presumably all the groom could think of was how thankful he was that the embarrassment and the shame did not take place.
这时新郎心里很可能正为了没有出洋相陷入尴尬的局面而感到庆幸。
On a deeper level, this miracle or sign, as John would call it, signifies Jesus' unique power.
再想深一层，这神迹或者说如约翰所说的标记，正表证着耶稣独特的能力。
Power to bring joy into life's boredom, frustration, and emptiness.
这能力为我们生活中的枯燥、挫折和空虚带来喜乐。
The plea from Mary that they have no wine goes deeper than the need for a beverage at a wedding.
玛利亚对耶稣的要求比解决婚宴缺酒的意义来得更深。
This is the cry of a joyless heart without Christ.
这是一个忧郁的心灵因缺少基督而呼喊。
Because Christ alone will restore order.
因为唯有耶稣基督才能够重整混乱的人生。
Apart from Christ, I do not care how powerful a person may be, how rich he may be, or how socially connected they may be, the wine of life has run out.
若没有耶稣基督，不论那人是多么有权势，或者多么富有，或者多么交友广阔，他们的生命的酒已经耗尽了。
There was a famous and financially successful person who seemed to have everything.
有一个出名的有钱人，他好像拥有了一切。
But because he was empty on the inside, he ultimately shot himself.
但他内心却是空虚的，最后他吞枪自杀。
An actress known worldwide seemed to have glamour, wealth, and fame, and everything seemed to be going her way.
另外有个世界闻名的女明星，看来拥有魅力、财富和名气，一帆风顺。
But out of the emptiness of her life, she took her own life.
可是她的心灵极其空虚，最后也走上自杀的路。
There are so many who seem to have everything in life.
世界上还有很多人像他们一样，似乎拥有一切。
But without Jesus, the wine of their life turns into bitter water.
但没有耶稣基督，他们的生命的酒变成了苦水。
Not only do many non-Christians feel that their wine of life has run out,
不但是那么多非基督徒觉得生命的酒已经用尽。
But there are countless believers who find their Christian life to be a drudgery.
还有无数的基督徒感到他们的基督徒生命也是枯干的。
To them, their worship has become boring.
对他们来说，敬拜是沉闷的。
Their Bible study is nothing more than the storing up of dry biblical facts and doctrinal concepts.
查考圣经只不过是堆积一些枯燥的圣经知识和教义观念。
Their faith is burdensome.
他们的信仰变成沉重的负担。
They are living in legalism with all of its false demands.
他们不过是生活在律法主义的虚假当中。
Their prayer life is dutiful instead of joyful and exciting.
他们的祷告只是例行公事，却没有喜乐和兴奋。
Their Christian life has long lost its joy.
他们的基督徒生命已经失去了喜乐。
Their wine has turned into water.
他们生命的酒已经变成了水。
Their wine has run out.
他们生命的酒已经耗尽了。
Recently, I have read a book about how those who worked so hard to reach the place of power lost their interest once they reached that power.
最近我看了一本书，书里讲到一些人拼命工作去攀登权力的高峰，当他们到了高峰，却又觉得不过如此，索然无味。
The wine often runs out early in life.
很多时候，当他们还年轻力壮的时候，生命的酒已经耗尽了。
Consider these facts.
请大家想一想以下的事实。
Thousands of children in high school take their own life every year.
每年上千的中学生自杀。
Millions more try to kill themselves.
还有数以百万计的人企图结束自己的生命。
And it is estimated that another 6 million more seriously consider taking their own life every year.
也有人推测，每年另外还有超过600万的人有自杀的念头。
Many men and women surrender to midlife crisis and wonder aloud, "Is life worth the living?"
很多男女无法面对中年的危机，就怀疑是否还值得活下去。
It is only in Christ and through Christ that we can exchange the bitter water of life with the wine of joy.
只有在基督里，并且借着他，我们才能将生命的苦水变作满有基督喜乐的美酒。
For Jesus and Jesus alone can transform our drudgery, grief, failure, and bondage.
因为只有耶稣才能改变我们的苦闷、忧伤、失败和束缚。
The time comes for all of us when we run out of wine.
现在我们生命的酒已经用尽了。
The drudgery of cleaning house.
沉闷而且讨厌的打扫工作。
Providing for the family needs,
供给家人的需要,
and endless hours of hard work,
辛苦而又无止境的工作,
they can add to this monotony of life,
更使我们单调的生活百上加斤,
and the disappointment and the grief along the way,
增添了失意和伤痛.
If you add this up together, you will find that like the folks at the wedding,The wine of life has run out.
如果你把这些全都加起来，就好像婚宴里的人，生命的酒已经耗尽了。
But like Mary, we must not try to run away from the situation.
可是，我们要像玛利亚一样，绝不可以从这困境中逃避现实。
But instead,
相反的，
we can confidently go to the one who can turn our stumbling blocks into stepping stones.
我们要充满信心地来到那一位能将我们的绊脚石变成踏脚石的跟前。
We can turn to the one who can change our vengeance and bitterness into the sweet beverage of comfort and assurance.
我们要求助于那一位能够将我们的报复苦痛变成安慰和保护的甘甜饮料。
We can turn to the one who can change our hatred and defeat into victory and triumph.
我们要归向那一位能将我们的仇恨失败变成胜利凯歌。
We can turn to the one who can change our hurt and disappointments into divine appointments.
我们要仰望于那一位能将我们的伤痛失意变成为神圣的任务。
So the first spiritual principle is Jesus restores order.
所以第一个属灵原则是耶稣能够重整我们的人生。
And secondly,
第二个原则呢?
Jesus reverses nature.
耶稣能够改变本质。
According to the custom of the day, they reserved the inferior wine until later in the feast.
根据当时的习俗,常常把次等的酒留到最后才拿来奉客。
Maybe two or three or four days later.
那可能是在婚宴的第二第三或者第四天之后。
But the master of the ceremonies thought that the groom had reversed the usual order by saving the best for last.
但那宴会总管以为新郎搞错了，把好酒给留到最后才奉上。
You see, this is the way Satan and his demon do things.
你看，魔鬼和他的恶魔们也这么做。
They serve the best first, then the worst later.
他们先把最好的奉上，然后才给坏的。
The young drinker enjoys his liquor in the early years.
年轻人在早年喝酒作乐。
But he does not realize that in the end it will bite him like a snake.
但是却没想到最后竟然好像被毒蛇反咬一口。
Addiction can turn a man of distinction into a derelict in the gutter.
酒瘾会将一个最优秀的人才变成阴沟里的废人一样。
Illicit sex may feel good in the moment of passion, but the result is pain and agony.
偷尝禁果只给人片刻激情的欢愉，但结果却带来了极大的苦楚。
Where Satan turns the good into bad, Jesus turns the bad into good.
魔鬼把好的变成坏的，但耶稣却能把坏的变为好的。
The pleasure of sin may be enjoyed for a season, but then comes the wages of sin.
最终之乐只不过带来一时的欢愉，但却使人面对罪的代价。
But Jesus works in the opposite direction.
但是耶稣却是截然相反。
He may allow you to enter the wilderness.
有时他会让我们走到旷野里。
But with Jesus, you can always be sure that you will enter the promised land.
但他一定带我们进入应许之地。
God may permit a cross in your life.
神可能容让我们背负生命中的十字架。
But he always orders the resurrection to follow.
但他必叫我们从死里复生。
Sorrow may last through the night.
有时终夜忧伤。
But joy comes in the morning.
但清晨必见喜乐。
In fact, this miracle reminds us of something else.
这个神迹也提醒我们另外一些事情。
This wedding in Cana should remind us of the wedding to come.
这迦拿的婚宴提醒我们那将来羔羊的婚宴。
And this is the third spiritual principle.
这就是第三个属灵原则。
The marriage supper of the Lamb should be on our minds.
我们要常常思想羔羊的婚宴。
There, Jesus will be more than just a guest.
在羔羊的婚宴里，耶稣基督不再是客人。
He will be the bridegroom, and the church will be the bride.
他就是那新郎，而教会就是他的心腹。
In his presence will be fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore.
和基督同在是满有喜乐，在他的右手边欢乐长存。
Let all who thirst,
让那些饥渴的。
Let all who have run out of the wine of life,
让那些生命之酒已耗尽的。
Let all who are seeking.
让那些寻找的。
Let all who are willing to trust him.
让那些愿意相信他的。
Let all who are willing to obey him.
让那些愿意顺服他的。
Be invited today.
今天都来接受邀请。
Come and get wine and milk without money or price.
来得着那无价的酒和奶是金钱买不到的。
Jesus not only restores order, but he also reverses nature.
耶稣不单重整人生，更是改变本质。
Jesus could have just created the wine in the jars out of nothing.
耶稣本可以无中生有，在空水缸中变出酒来。
But he didn't.
但他没这么做。
The servants had to bring the water in.
反叫仆人先将水倒进去。
Often God's miracles will not take place until obedience takes place.
很多时候必须先有顺服，才有神迹的产生。
Do you want a miracle in your life?
你希望在你生命中有神迹产生吗？
Has God been speaking to you about an area in your life in which you are not obedient to him?
神曾否亲自对你说话，照亮你生命中不肯顺服的地方吗？
When you pray for a miracle,
当你祈求神迹的时候，
Do you hear God saying?
你听见神说，
First, fill these jars with water before I restore the wine of life.
先将水倒进缸里，我便为你重整生命之酒。
What he is asking you to do is to surrender to him fully and completely.
神要求我做的就是全然将我们自己献上。
Will you do that today?
你今天愿意这么做吗？
It is my prayer that you will.
我为你祈祷你会这么做。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
是因你慈爱，主耶稣。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，唯有借着主耶稣，我们才能够将生命的苦水变作满有基督喜乐的美酒。而我们所需要做的就是单单的信靠和顺服。亲爱的朋友，若现在的你处在生命的低谷中，若现在的你觉得生命干涩无味，那就回到主耶稣的面前吧，求他的怜悯，求他的爱能够亲自来摸着你的心。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
手中，献上一切给你主，的世界全在你手里，我属于你到永远。
耶稣我心相信你，耶稣我心属全都为了你，歌唱也为了你，全然为你。与你同行到天涯海角，无论悲喜，我心我愿意活出你旨意，活出你应许到永远。耶稣我心相信你，耶稣我心属全都为了你，歌唱也为了你。耶稣我心相信你，耶稣我心属于你，我这全都为了你，歌唱也为了你。
情